This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again as he is on the road, going wherever he goes, doing whatever he does, is author, activist, and instructor, and writer, Dean Weingard. Good evening, sir. We got Dean? I'm almost certain we got Dean.
It's kind of a very, very leftist town because of all the college students, and it's also the capital of Wisconsin. So those two things combined, and it's pretty left wing.
Now I take it you're saying you're in Madison?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I didn't hear that part when I introduced you. So anyway. Anyway,
what
anyhow.
What would you like to talk about today?
What's on your mind? I haven't seen some of the stuff you've written, so I mean, I don't use your stuff anymore as far as show prep because I know we're going to talk about it. So, what's going on?
Well, we had this situation in Chicago where an Illinois state representative who represents an area in Chicago, his name is LaShawn Ford. There was a drive-by shooting in his neighborhood, and his car got hit. And he says that he is now working with a concealed carry instructor to see what he can do to get people in his neighborhood concealed carry permits so they can protect themselves. And I thought that was an interesting turnaround because he is a Democrat, and he is elected in Chicago.
Right.
And so it's kind of nice to see somebody from that side of the aisle believe that carrying a gun might actually be useful for defending yourself.
Well, you know,
now
I saw that.
Actually, I have to say that he hasn't been absolutely anti-Second Amendment in his history.
Right.
When a few years ago, when Illinois was considering, actually they were being pushed by federal courts to allow concealed carry permits, he was a little bit ambivalent. He wasn't totally against it. He was like, well, I'm not sure I want to vote against this or not. But this seems to have pushed him over to the edge into actually saying it's a good idea. And of course, the research by John Lott says that the people who benefit the most when some of their members get concealed carry permits are people in urban areas where they have high crime rates. And it makes sense because
yes,
that's where not very many people are carrying to start with. You add some and it's bound to decrease or at least increase the disincentive to commit crime. If that's a double negative, I hope you understand it. The more people carrying, the less people will commit violent crime.
Yes, and I fully agree with that. The problem is, and I don't know if you've been seeing this in the news, but in these areas where, you know, especially in the population centers like New York, for example, right now you've got a bunch of people pouring water on cops, right?
Oh, yes. Now, I read about
that. They can't carry guns where they live in the Bronx and in Brooklyn and in Harlem, but they are messing with the cops. So the cops,
I have to say, this has a lot to do with the political structure in the area.
Yes, absolutely does.
In New York, de Blasio has been very, I would say, anti-police. And I think that in Chicago, we've seen that attitude as well. And in my research, I've tried to figure out why some areas have very low crime rates and very law-abiding people, and other areas have very high crime rates and not so law-abiding people. And
right.
The thing that sticks out to me is whether the people in those areas essentially believe in the rule of law and respect the police. Now, of course, respect has to be earned. But if you look at areas where people respect the police and believe in the rule of law, they tend to have very low crime rates. And it doesn't matter how much money they make. In other words, if you have poor people that respect the rule of law and respect the police, they still have low crime rates.
Sure. I would agree with that, too, except most of the time in the inner city, they also don't have family structure. They don't have economic opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is not the case in Brooklyn, and it's not the case in the Bronx.
In Brooklyn, that is related.
Yeah, but in Brooklyn and the Bronx and in Harlem, there's a little bit of gentrification going on there.
Oh, yes.
So,
you see the people resentful of it.
Well, I don't see what it has to do with the cops.
Some of the people are there. I'd read an article where some of the poor black residents of a neighborhood were organizing protests against gentrification. So they didn't want people moving into the area who didn't share their culture, I guess.
Well, I guess my question would be, as far as that is concerned, where has that ever worked? Where has protests against gentrification ever worked?
Yeah, well, you have a good point. I think you have an excellent point.
Well,
and
I mean,
as a counterpoint, I'll say I was in Milwaukee. Oh, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago when they were doing a gun buyback. And I was talking to one of the residents, and it was a black area. And I said, what I see is it's not really the race that matters. It's whether people respect the rule of law or not. And he had lived in an area, a small town in Wisconsin somewhere. And he said, yeah, I wish that I could live in an area like that.
Right.
So he understood the dynamic. It's how to change it that's difficult.
Well, I mean, it's your point is well taken, except I don't understand in these areas where they are dependent upon the cops, where they can't be their own first responder.
Oh, yes.
Why they attack the first person they're going to call if something happens.
You get both. It seems contradictory, and it probably is. But, you know, people are not really rational. They're more rationalizing. So I think we're winning, actually. I think we're starting to win the fight for hearts and minds, because when people have a choice, when they look at both sides, they choose the rule of law. They choose individual rights. But a lot of people in especially inner city black areas have never been exposed to those concepts.
Right. Yep, but I mean, I think history is beginning to get on our side as well. Just the, you know, the looking and saying, oh, well, we had this, but it didn't make our lives any better. But anyway, we're coming up on the first break. I have Dean Weingarten in the house tonight. He's on his travels and in highly hyper-liberal Madison, Wisconsin, but that's okay. He's with here us.
He can't get much more liberal.
Yeah, he's here with us right now tonight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, currently working his way to the GRPC. Where would you like to go next, sir? What else is?
I'll be going to Dallas after this, but it has, and I'm hoping to check gun shops to see if they have any classic firearms for low prices.
Yeah, of course.
It's just a habit of mine to check gun
sure.
shops. One of those things I like to do when I'm traveling. And it would be a lot nicer if we could buy pistols over state lines. And hopefully the courts will at some point say it's silly to be able to buy rifles across state lines, but not pistols. But so far that hasn't happened.
Right. Well, what would you like to talk about next?
Well, let's talk about... my brother had an incident happen to him while I was up in northern Wisconsin with a porcupine, and I thought it was a good example of how people in rural areas depend on guns as just everyday tools rather than something that's exotic or only occasionally used. And have you ever had any experience with porcupines?
I have had no experience with porcupines, although
okay.
I have had, when I was stationed in Louisiana, I had a bunch of suicidal armadillos attack my car.
Yeah. Well, porcupines, you know, they've got these long quills on them, 2 or 3 inches long, and they're very, very sharp, and you don't want your dog to get involved with a porcupine because you've got to, somebody has to pull those quills out, and if you don't want to pay the vet to do it, you're going to have to do it yourself. And these animals are pretty good size. They're pretty close to what an armadillo is. They weigh about 20 pounds when they're an adult. And they're common in the northern woods. And they eat all kinds of different stuff, but especially in the wintertime, they chew on bark, and they eat the inner bark of trees, and they just do enormous damage to trees. They also have a habit of liking anything with salt on it, and it appears like the glue that's in plywood or pressed board particularly attracts them. So they
right.
just do a huge amount of damage. So my brother woke up in the middle of the night about the time I got up to northern Wisconsin a couple of weeks ago, and he heard something chewing. And at first he thought it was a mouse inside the house. But it was nice and cool. A nice temperature for sleeping at night. They had the windows open. And he realized the chewing noise was coming from outside the house. So he grabbed a 10-22 and went out and found that there was a porcupine chewing on the frame for the garage door. And you'd have to see the picture in the story to see the size of the teeth marks. They just do quite a bit of damage, and they're not a particularly smart or quick-witted animal, but he didn't want to shoot into the garage, so we had to harry it outside a bit, and then it wasn't too much to dispatch it with a 22 to the back of the head.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't like sporting hunting. It was dispatching a pest that was doing a lot of damage. And I mentioned the plywood and the press board because we were refurbishing and expanding the family hunting cabin up there, and these porcupines had come in and they had just done enormous damage. If you can consider like a bite where they chewed at plywood and made a semicircular cut about a foot deep in the side of a piece of plywood, you can get some idea of the type of things that they were doing. So I'm not a big fan of porcupines around your structures or your trees. And my brother had harvested some of these trees. Well, you know, he had a forester come in and mark them and do commercial harvesting of them. And some of the trees my parents had planted, oh gosh, you know, well, 60 years ago.
Right.
And some of those, a fair number of the trees were damaged by porcupines, which reduced their value quite a bit. So, and it's not uncommon. I mean, I use the porcupine as an example because it was something that happened recently, and I have personal knowledge of it. But I also know that there are farmers all over the world face the same sort of problem. In Australia, the pest might be kangaroos or wild pigs. Down in Texas, it might be wild pigs or armadillos or, oh gosh, a number of other animals. And in northern Dakota, maybe there are crows and deer that do the problem. And I would suspect that all the farmers there would agree that if we'd allowed buffalo to roam over the north central United States, we wouldn't have farms out there. So the point is that for rural residents, especially farmers or anybody growing a crop or even a garden, firearms are very useful tools to defend your property as well as your life on occasion. But they're used to defend property all the time because these pests are very destructive. So that's the point I was trying to make in that article. And defense against animals is much more common than most people who live in cities realize. And so I'm trying to make that, to educate those people so that they understand the gun culture a little better.
That's a tough chore, though, Dean. You got a long road to hoe with that one, buddy, trying to get them to understand that. I mean,
it's true. The hardest part is getting them to listen to you at all.
Yeah.
But, of course, everybody, the people who read my articles are probably mostly members of the gun culture, but they know people and friends who are not. And gradually the word gets out. I think it's our best chance to stop the problem, as it were. Last time we talked, I think it was last time, I mentioned that I had done an interview of an Australian member of parliament.
Well, I tell you what, let's talk about that when we get back. We're coming up on the next break.
Very good.
I want to hear about that. Let's talk about the Australian member of parliament that you spoke with. That should be quite informing. And for those of you that like Dean and you like the stuff he writes, or you want to check out the stuff he writes, you need to go to ammoland.com, and there you're going to find about, nearly 3,000 articles to choose from. That'll give you a good weekend right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Jacksonville, Florida, touring and speaking at the Miller Electric Company in Jacksonville.
We've unleashed American energy and now are a net exporter of oil and natural gas to the world. We've had free and fair trade deals being negotiated, including the USMCA that goes before Congress soon and this president signed. the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. That's what we call promises made and promises kept, Florida.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump criticizes the French for imposing a digital tax on U.S. technology companies.
They didn't do the right thing. When they start taxing our companies, we tax our companies. They don't tax our companies.
The president also noted he prefers American wine to French wine, although he doesn't drink. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he recently was in Australia. I guess that's where you spoke to this individual. Tell us about this little this person.
Yes, I met the gentleman when I was touring and interviewing people at the Lithgow Small Arms Factory Museum. I don't want to mention his name right now because I don't have the interview transcribed yet, and I don't want to inadvertently make a mistake and link it to his name, if you see what I'm saying.
I do.
So I do have a single quote done, but I'm going by memory otherwise, so I don't want to link it to his name quite yet. But he was a member of the Parliament in New South Wales at the time of the passage of the 1997 law. And he was extremely gracious in taking time to talk to me, and we talked for over an hour. And I have to say, he came across as articulate, intelligent, and much more knowledgeable about firearms than the average legislator in or a member of parliament in Australia, in my opinion. And what he remembered about the passage was just fascinating. He specifically remembered that the legislature included 22 rifles and shotguns. And he said that nobody was considering farmers or the effect on farmers at the time. And that the legislators saw no downside in their regulation of firearms. They didn't see any ill effects at all. And so what that said to me is that none of them were what we would call gun people or members of the gun culture. And they just thought, well, of course we need to do this because we have to prevent another Port Arthur massacre. And the people who were pushing for very, very strict gun control, and Australia has some of the most extreme restrictions of any country that I know of on the ownership and use of firearms in society. Those people who were pushing for that took full advantage of the emotionalism of the Port Arthur massacre. And all the people involved, according to this member of parliament, realized that what they needed to do, or what they wanted to do, I would argue with them that they really needed to do it,
right,
was to push for this legislation and pass it as fast as they could before anybody really had much time to mount any opposition or think about it too much. And it was an amazing admission to me, because it runs directly against the whole philosophy of passing legislation in a democratic society. And I mentioned to the member of parliament, I said, well, that's the opposite of the way we try to do things, or the way the system was designed in the United States. I said, in our system, it was designed to slow down legislation so that you couldn't pass things in a huge emotional rush. And the framers of the Constitution specifically designed the legislature and the president so that the systems have checks and balances on each other, so that you couldn't pass things extremely quickly. I mean, there are passages in the Federalist the documents arguing for the Constitution at the time that specifically talk about this point. And so the quote that I have was, I asked him about what I see as some of the really foolish, to me, foolish and extreme parts of the legislation, because they outlawed crossbows and slingshots. Those were prohibited weapons. I mean, crossbows and slingshots, that's, we're talking medieval stuff here.
Right.
And they included air guns and defined those the same as shotguns or 22 rifles in the same class. So, you know, how do you justify that from any kind of standard? And so I asked him that question. I said, what about this? And he said, well, look. He said, the legislation, and I'm quoting here, was designed to cover as much as possible with this legislation, realizing the momentum would never be greater. I mean, so there was no consideration of, does it make sense to outlaw slingshots? Does it make sense to have air guns regulated the same as shotguns? No, the driving concern of the people who wrote the legislation was to bring as much as possible that could in any way be considered a projectile weapon into the era, into the regulation of the government. And that's what they were trying to do. Now, I believe, and he actually agreed with me on this. I don't have the exact quote. I said, if you'd have had any pushback, if you'd had even a couple of legislators that were willing to push back against the media thrust Because really, in my opinion, this was much more of a media push than it was a legislative push.
Right.
He talked about that. How about the media were pushing for this legislation just nonstop, and it was the most prominent event in the news continually for weeks at a time, which implies to me that the media is far more important in considering what should be legislative policy in Australia than the legislators were. But that's kind of a separate issue. But there was no opposition at all. If even a couple of legislators had said, well, wait a minute, on principle, we should not do this, or we should not do it so fast, he thought there very well might have been quite a different outcome. And at the very minimum, some of this, you know, really foolish and insane stuff, such as including air rifles, the same as shotguns or outlying slingshots, might have been taken out of the legislation. I asked him, because a gun shop owner in Queensland, when we were discussing this, said to me, he believed that shotguns and .22 rifles were included in the legislation as throwaway items to be negotiated away, because what they really wanted to get at was semi-auto centerfire rifles. And when I asked my legislator friend, and I'll call him a friend because he's been very helpful, and I think he's an honorable man, even if we disagree with about what should have happened, okay? He said, yes, those very well might have been included in there as items for negotiation, but that the media push and the emotional response in the public was so great and so intense, there was no attempt by anyone in the legislature to try to change the legislation or to make it more reasonable.
All right. We'll be right back, continuing our discussion with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten as we get ready to finish this up and head into the weekend. What else is on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to make a point that the member of parliament from Australia and I completely agreed on and arrived at independently. And this was that the most important purpose of the legislation that they passed in 1997, and I would say that it's been stated as the most important purpose of what they wish to pass in New Zealand currently, and that was to move the expectation from either an Australian or a New Zealander believing they had a right to have a gun to the presumption that they did not have a right to have a gun, that it was only a privilege that the state would grant to them when they felt like it. And before 1997, that was the idea that you had a right to have a gun in Australia was a prevalent attitude in Australian society. And the member of parliament I talked to said that as late as 1988, that was only 8 years before the 96 incident and then a little later for the 97 legislation, but that people running on a gun control platform, they considered it third rail of their politics in New South Wales, that running for gun control would keep you from being elected. So it was only 8 years later that They had the one incident, and they were able to ride the emotion of that incident as being pushed in the media to enact this extreme gun legislation that's some of the strictest in the world. So we're very fortunate to have a Second Amendment.
When you were speaking with him, had that shooting incident with the Yehu that was he had a
Australia or New Zealand?
Australia. The guy that found the pump shotgun.
In Port Arthur, he had a couple of different semi-automatic rifles.
I'm talking about the one that happened this year.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Oh, the one at Darwin, or are you talking about Christchurch in New Zealand?
No, I'm talking about Darwin in Australia, where the guy, he had a monitoring bracelet on, and he was an escaped fugitive, and he had a shotgun, and he was just going around popping people. Did you talk to this guy before or after that happened?
After that happened.
So did that by chance come up?
And he still defended the legislation and saying, but, you know, 4 is a long way from, I think it was 35 that were killed at Port Arthur.
That's just dumb luck. That was dumb luck. Yeah.
Yeah. He's no longer a member of parliament, and I hope that I eventually might change his mind, but he's allowed his interpretation, and part of the problem here is that he is a member of the elite in Australian society. And so, realistically, if he wants a gun, he's going to be able to get it, whereas the ordinary person won't. And that's part of why I believe that, he's willing to have most of the population disarmed, or at least under very severe restrictions on owning arms. And he just doesn't see any downside to it. Now, what's fascinating to me as well is that up until 1972, from about, shortly after 1900, Australia had universal military service. And near the end of the Vietnam War, I guess it would be, in 72, they ended their universal military service. My contention is that if they had continued universal military service, they would not have gotten those severe restrictions at Port Arthur. And the prime minister at the time, John Howard, had no military experience either, and he was not particularly interested in Australian defense. If you have a military person that's interested in defense, most of them like the idea of having an armed citizenry to help defend the country.
Sure.
But I mean, at that particular time, there wasn't much of that in Australian Parliament.
Let me ask you a question, though. When you're speaking to these guys, do you ever quote history to them? Like, you know, in Britain during World War II, when Winston Churchill was out there saying, we'll fight them in the fields and the farms and the dale and the valley and in the streets. And then he looked around and said, but we have no guns. Cool. And then we had to send
I haven't quoted that to him. And, you know, I wanted to get answers to a number of questions I had. And I didn't want to alienate him. And the line is open for me to talk to him again.
Okay.
And I may get into a historical, philosophical discussion with him. And I think he might be open to it. I was amazed at some of the things he did not know. For example, when I told him that Rebecca Peters had made a documentary in Tasmania predicting that there would be a Tasmania mass shooting, and that she did that only a few months before Port Arthur happened, he had never heard of it.
Amazing.
So clearly this wasn't the most important thing on his agenda.
I guess.
Or he just researched that kind of thing.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't understand how these people purport to represent anybody in any way, shape, or fashion. when they don't know, they have no historical context. And I mean, I sit around constantly saying to myself, history predicates the future.
I think there's a couple of things at work here. First off, after World War II, Australia was sort of came under the American nuclear umbrella. And I believe a lot of people thought they didn't have to worry about defending themselves from whoever might be invading because the U.S. has nukes and they'll protect us. Now, Australia, you probably know, has been a very good partner with us in the Cold War wars like Vietnam, Korea. They were involved with the Malay insurgency in a number of other areas where they were, for their size, a very heavily contributing partner in men, particularly, and they had a great reputation in Vietnam.
Right.
So I don't want to downplay the courage and effectiveness of Australian troops.
Oh, no, not at all. I've trained with them. Those guys are top-notch, no doubt about that.
They're good.
They're much better than their politicians. I'll say that for them. Much better than their politicians. We're about to run out of time. That's why I'm interrupting your train of thought. I didn't want to have to cut you off in the middle of that. So we got about 20 seconds here.
Very good. So I think that when they stopped universal military service in Australia, most of the population stopped being educated about the usefulness of guns for defense of the country.
I completely concur with that. I completely do. Simply because if you look at New York City, who do they have to pull in to be NYPD except a bunch of inexperienced kids? But we're going to leave it at that. And will you be with us Wednesday?
I certainly intend to.
Very good, sir. Thank you for joining us this evening, as usual. It is always a kick.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Thank you, sir. And we'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.